Support for WYPR comes from the Park School of Baltimore's Saturday morning Rise and Shine activity sessions for children 3 to 5 years of age. Nature expedition through the Park School woods is April 20th. parkschool.net/shine.
Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes.
You know, Alan, years ago, we used to talk a lot about Chile, and in some respects, they kind of got eclipsed, at least in terms of time that we spend, by Argentina. But they were always known for really good wines and at really good values. And thankfully, you were kind enough to go back and do a little research and find out if that's still true.
Yeah, that was sort of the first of the exotic countries that we discovered way, way, way back then. And we had a lot of fun with Chilean wine. I'm really happy to say that what was true then is true now. Really good values. I tasted three. Let me start with the Cabernet Sauvignon, first of all. This is Casa del Bosque from the Mallet Valley, their Grand Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon. And Hugh, this was a very polished Cabernet. It had good richness and depth. And the aroma on it featured sweet black currant with a touch of olive. And if you were to take a sip, you'd be impressed by the depth and intensity of the fruit. And that fruit, which is very compact right now, this is 2019, it features dark plum, plenty of black pepper, and finishes with a burst of spice. And I think with time, this is going to probably gain a good deal of complexity. But right now, yeah, nothing wrong with it. At $20, a very presentable wine. Casa del Bosque. Now, here's a Merlot that I really like. This is Santa Ima Reserve Merlot from the Cachapoal Valley, 2019. This is $18, and I think it's a real value. I think Chile has long excelled at making quality Merlot, and this was a really good example. It's big, soft, juicy, opulent, the very definition of Merlot. It starts with an intriguing nose that blends spicy cherries with something like, believe it or not, roast beef, or maybe papaya, one of those aromas. And this big soft wine has some tannins to it, and they do provide a bit of structure along with very respectable acidity. The fruit is very plum-like with a lot of zingy spices to it. It's just a purely enjoyable Merlot that offers flavor and complexity. That's Santa Ima Reserve Merlot, $18. Here's one, Hugh, that really knocked me out. I was so impressed with this wine. It's a white wine. It's Prisma Sauvignon Blanc from the Casablanca Valley, 2021, only $14. This is just a vibrant Sauvignon Blanc that offered pleasant drinking from the first sniff to the final sip. It's a pale gold, but it's a bit darker than usually see Sauvignon Blanc, and to me that promises deeper flavor. The strong aroma blends pink grapefruit, lemon zest, and wet stones together. That's all pretty classic. And the wine is just ultra smooth with relatively deep flavors. There's a lemon peel, and then that's kind of a bitter thing. Then sweet Meyer lemon, that's got much sweeter thing. And there's a touch of what I call quinine water, which is that kind of pleasant bitterness. It's all knit together very, very tightly. And I just think it's a very well-made wine. Prisma Sauvignon Blanc. It is my wine of the week, Hugh, and I think I just might go out and get some more. But how are you doing with Chilean wines these days?
I haven't had any in a long time. I need to go back and explore.
Oh, yeah. It's really fun, and they just seem to offer the classics, you know, Cab Sauv, Merlot, Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc, and I think that it's really worth exploring.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.